This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That brand new Cleveland football dome. It's been one thing to talk about.
Is it really a dome, though?
This? Well, what would you call it?
It has a roof. Well, I call it the barn dominium because that's what the design looks like, a barn dominium.
Right. We have always, just growing up, we've associated because of the King Dome.
Yeah. If it's got a roof on it, we call it a dome.
Yeah. What was obviously the Carrier Dome in Syracuse? What was it in Detroit?
Silver Dome.
The Silver Dome. Minnesota, the Metrodome.
Yep.
Yeah, and they all were cookie cutter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I got to get with the times
here. This has got a little barn dominium feel to it, this design. It looks beautiful. I'm not criticizing the design, not by any stretch. It's
I do want to know, will people want to live there?
Well, look, this is the stadium?
Why that? Toronto, right? Didn't they have...
Skydome had a hotel. Remember
the hotel?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they had to cover some windows because some things were happening in the hotel during baseball
games.
They
didn't need to cover... You have some exhibitionists that were involved in staying there.
At least there was some offense.
So I did wonder, will people want to stay there? Will people want to live there? You got the airport, obviously, right next door. It'd be convenient for people that have to travel for work or who just want to travel and play. It'd be very convenient.
Well, especially if the commerce ends up being as big as it's predicted to be.
Well, right? Is there going to be a Crocker Park there? I mean, is Cleveland big enough to support?
I mean, that's hard to have a Crocker. A Crocker Park's like 8 miles technically away from there.
Yeah.
It's so close that they, and then you have Strongsville and all the South Park stuff there.
And
that's another thing. That's what, 6 miles down the road?
And they will all be competing with each other.
Well, and as you ask these questions, it's part of the reason why in the legislation that the governor ultimately ended up signing, the escrow accounts were created. The Haslams have to put in $50 million into an escrow account for a 16-year period to ensure that the projections that they have told the state of Ohio as far as the tax revenue that's going to be generated by the complex match up. And if they don't, if the complex underperforms, then the state gets to go into that escrow account and balance the sheet, so to speak. And if that $50 million gets expired too early, the Browns have to acquire another $50 million of credit and put it back in the escrow account. And then after 16 years, whatever money's left over, they get to claw back. But there's basically here a $100 million
finance talk from Daryl.
I mean, it's basically a $100 million tax insurance policy that the state of Ohio has put in place here. So, because, look, the Haslams are on the line here, too. You know, this isn't a situation where everyone's acting like they're getting a free ride. They're putting $2+ billion of their own money into this. They're 1.3 for the dome plus the cost overruns. And by the way, they're not building this thing for $2.4 billion because the next construction project that comes in on budget
right.
will be the first, okay? Progressive Field. The Guardians had to cover overruns for that project that they just, well, I mean, the seats will be the completion, but they got, you know, done with this year. So there's that, and then another $800 million for the development, and if that takes off and does well, then they'll put more money in to expanding that development. But, you know, they're investing over $2 billion of their own money, so they're motivated to make this successful. But in business, there's no guarantees that that's going to be successful, that the development's going to be successful. And that's why I was asking, hey, what if they just did the enclosed stadium and they scrapped the development? Because it seemed to be like that was the main objective, was the development is what was going to really devastate downtown Cleveland and compete against downtown Cleveland. Okay, well, what if they scrapped the development and just did the stadium? Does the opinion change? And the answers were no. But then for the Haslams, doesn't make sense for them to build the dome without the development, because they're using revenue streams to pay for their investment in the dome.
You know, this isn't Chicago, you know, where they could have a Miracle Mile. And even there's been, you know, heavy disruption, over at Pinecrest and at Crocker, the amount of turnover, anchor tenants that have left.
Yeah.
Good luck to the Haslams getting into retail. Like,
I'm just saying,
good luck. Good luck having any staying power. What are they going to call it? Brownstown?
Yeah, that seems to be what they're leaning towards. But here's the other part of this, too. I think they have a 5-year window with this enclosed stadium. You know, they're talking about going after Final Fours in the regionals now that are being put in the domes for the NCAA tournament, getting the women's Final Four back. Maybe it's the first one that's put in a dome. Instead of it being in an arena, because women's basketball is exploding in popularity.
Yes,
obviously, we've got the WNBA coming back. You've got college football playoffs. They're going to go after that in the championship games, neutral site games, major concerts. Maybe they put in a bid for a Super Bowl. Okay, but here's the thing.
I was assuming that was a must, that they absolutely were going to put in a bid for their Super Bowl.
With all these other domes that are going to be coming online, though, Anthony, they're going to have about a 5-year window to cash this thing in and get those jewel events right out of the gate.
Big time competition.
In the new build, because let's be honest about it, and this is not a slight on what they're going to do in Brook Park. This is not a slight on Cleveland. You guys know how I feel about this region and the assets that we have here. But the weather, the winter weather is a thing. We're not going to get in that rotation that you see New Orleans and Miami and Tampa and, you know, Los Angeles for, you know, the Super Bowl and the Final Four on a regular basis. We're never going to get into that rotation. That's just a fact of life. Look at Minneapolis with their stadium, right? They got their Super Bowl. They got their they had a Final Four up there, didn't they? I thought they had a Final Four in that building. Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
I think the new stadium, but like it's not, you know, Detroit. They got their Super Bowl. They got, you know, but like, we're just not going to be in the regular rotation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the first 5 years that this building's open before, because what happens, right? New buildings come online, they get the jewel events. So I think they've got a 5-year window when this thing opens in 2029, from like 2029 to 2034, to really cash in on those massive jewel events. And that's, you know, a great opportunity for David Gilbert, the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and Destination Cleveland, to make that happen.
All right, about 12 minutes from now, Terry Pluto joins us from Cleveland.com. You talked about a window. What kind of a window do the Browns have and does the organization have for Kevin Stefanski as the head coach? Warren Sharp appeared yesterday on Baskin and Phelps and had this to say about the Cleveland Browns head coach.
Kevin Stefanski did not go out there and sign Deshaun Watson, right? We know where that decision came from. Kevin Stefanski has been asked to coach Deshaun Watson, to change his offense massively, to tailor it towards what Deshaun Watson likes to do, which is totally opposite directly what Kevin Stefanski had previously done when he was in Minnesota and initially in Cleveland. The team is not losing because Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach. So I believe Kevin Stefanski, I don't know that he's earned, he just hasn't lost the opportunity to continue coaching the Cleveland Browns in 2026, regardless of what happens this year. You need to give him a quarterback and let him see what he can do with said quarterback. I just hope that they allow Kevin Stefanski to keep going beyond this year, because he hasn't been able to prove anything with the quarterbacks he's been dealt.
All right, that was Warren Sharp yesterday. It's one of the biggest debates, I think, in town. Maybe quieted now because it's not the end of the season. We know that Stefanski is the head coach. We've had OTAs. We've had mini camps. Like, It's pretty clear. Not only is Kevin Stefanski here, Andrew Berry is still here.
Yeah.
He's going to be on every hot seat list.
I don't agree with it.
Okay, you might not agree with it, Daryl, but you know, you go 3-14. Like, what percentage of coaches keep their jobs?
Hugh Jackson kept his job after 1-31. Got a contract extension too.
He did. Boy, that's an all timer. Boy, that
all
is
all because they wanted to make good for blowing the team
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, still, I mean, you can make the argument that to this day,
and then he tried to blow up the building behind the scenes.
It feels like he still is.
Right.
You know, to this day, I think you could say that about the Haslams, is they've gone in the complete other direction. They've almost overcompensated for all the turnover within organizations and head coaches since they've been here.
But they got good people now. They you know, with Kevin and Andrew, you don't have a lot of running down to Jimmy's office blaming the other guy for, you know, what's gone wrong. There's been some internal accountability for what's gone wrong. They have made the playoffs twice in the last 5 years, which is the most success this franchise has had since the late 80s. I know that's like a really sad statistic. I'm full of sad statistics when it comes to the Browns. They're the last team in the NFL to have not won 12 games in a season. You got to go back to the 1980s. They're the last team in the NFL to not win their division. You got to, again, go back to the 1980s. Like, there's many sad statistics when it comes to this franchise and their play on the field. But I agree wholeheartedly with Warren Sharp. They haven't lost because of Kevin Stefanski. They have lost because of the instability at the quarterback position, the inability to land a franchise quarterback that performs and is available to perform on the field. So I do feel like this year, I don't believe it's a referendum on Stefanski. I think it's more a referendum possibly on Andrew Berry. This rookie class absolutely has to hit, and on paper, I believe they're going to hit. But I think as long as there isn't the internal combustion that we have seen in regimes past, as long as there's no infighting and finger pointing and all that, and these guys are adults and they're working together, I think both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski will be back next year, unless this upcoming season turns into an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions.
I would say that on this show, we get the most blowback anytime we talk about how highly respected both the front office and the head coaches around the NFL.
They are. They are highly, highly regarded around the NFL. And I don't care if fans want to hear it or not, but the facts are the facts. Sorry.
Just know, after 3-14, fans don't want to hear any of what we just said or what we just talked about. When we come back, I'm so excited to bring on iconic, revered, venerable reporter extraordinaire and author Terry Pluto, as he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Every time I see Terry online on social media, he's got like hundreds of people coming to his lectures, his signings, his book speeches. Terry, how do you do it? It's tough. You're competing with Netflix. How do you get these people out of the house to come see you? It's amazing.
I just give them all $5 each.
I knew there was a catch. Something told me.
Not real hard, you know. Basically my audience is like me. They're kind of old. It's a free night at the library. If you don't like it, you get double your money back. It can't be any better than that.
And that's why, Terry, I don't want to get political or on my soapbox. We've got to preserve these libraries. We got to keep the federal dollars coming into the libraries. I'm a strong believer.
That's for sure.
And Terry, I have two kids, and we utilize the library and their free services all the time. So anyway, Terry Pluto, join us right now on the hotline. So we've talked about the new stadium. It is an end of an era. I was talking to a buddy the other day. He said all his best memories involving the Cleveland Browns are in the Muni lot. They're not actually in the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, what memory from that thing that's currently on the lakefront? But yes, the Muni lot, I get that.
So Terry, what have you heard from the people that come and watch you speak? What your buddies, what are they saying about the end of football on the lakefront as we know it?
I mean, for the most part, they're just mad that the government's paying parts of it. That's really about what I hear. In terms of the memories, it all flips back to before the move, you know, the old stadium, and that's all tied into actually some success. And so that's a big deal. I mean, that's part of making memories is even if you have, as they say, you know, heartbreak. I mean, one guy once gave me a baggie full of like this confetti. And this is at a speech, and I'm like, well, what is this? He said, this is confetti from the Red Right 88 game. I go, no, it's not. He said, yes, I picked up a whole bunch of it. And he'd written back like, you know, Super Bowl 2033 or something on it. He goes, I'm keeping it till they get the Super Bowl, and I'm throwing it in the air, and I just got a bunch of it. But nobody's picked up any confetti from the new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think everyone's going to love the Dome if the Browns can actually field the team that's worth watching in it, right? I mean, you know, a lot of fans are, oh, we're losing the home field advantage of the weather. I saw Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. It's like, have you looked at the record at home? They have no home field advantage. Their team gives them no advantage. The weather certainly can't help either.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that's just silly. I mean, it's nice. Like, the snow game over Pittsburgh was fun, but, you know, that's kind of I would call the kind of Haley's Comet games.
They won three games last year, Terry.
Yeah. I just said, but I'd say those type of things, they come out of, like, every 10 years or 20 years, you get the special thing. I mean, I'm with you. Look, this is the thing, when you look at the way they fund these teams and the cities are funding these domes, I mean, the Nashville and Buffalo, and it's a staggering amount of public money going to all these projects. And I think a lot of fans forget that basically Jacobs Field back then originally, you know, or Progressive Field in the beginning, and the Browns and Rocket Mortgage were all built totally on public funding. I mean, I'm not for that at all, but I'm saying that's a fact of way back when. I think, you know, the thing that really people would like is just to see a product that they could watch and not get just totally frustrated every week. And not frustrated because, you know, it's Red Right 88 or the drive or the fumble. Frustrated because, like you said, they won three games.
Well, Terry Pluto joining us. One of your best reads when it comes to your books was the book about 99 and the Browns were set up for failure. Mm-hmm. Could you make the argument that had they have just waited one more year instead of rushing that stadium, that perhaps we wouldn't be talking about having to go back to a very contentious, you know, political new stadium argument today? Would we still have a better facility? We wouldn't have to even think about having to design a new one?
Would you really think that one year would make a difference in the political climate of Cleveland?
No, not in that regard.
Yeah. So that's basically a lot of what's going on here. Perhaps it would have been better, but there was never, at least that I recall back then, any talk about a dome, other than maybe whimsy on talk radio or in the paper. But nobody, it was really, let's just get this stadium. What they really wanted to do was get what they lost. Same spot type of stadium, outdoor, you know, right there. And they want it back. They were, you know, like a spurned lover in a marriage. I want my old Browns. I want the old spot. I want it all back. Even though at that point, the previous 5 years been pretty dismal with all the Belichick stuff. But that's really what was longing for. You know, there's a black church saying, which is when your heart's broke, your head don't work right. And that was a lot of what was going on back then.
Well, my memory serves me correctly, Terry. Last time domes were really talked about in Cleveland, you got to go back to the 80s when they were trying to come up with all kinds of stadium plans pre-Gateway. And then, you know, you're right. I mean, they were trying to sell.
Art Modell, you'll like this. Art Modell had a press conference. I was there for it, middle 80s. And it's like he kind of brought out a mold of this, the current old stadium.
Yeah.
And he kind of dropped the thing on top, and it looks like a toilet seat falling on top of it. I mean, we're looking at this and could barely get it down. It really looked like it had a hole on the top or something. Like, going, no, Art, that's not whatever you want to do. That's not it. And so that's like, yeah, it was talked about, but as I mentioned, it was whimsical and it was hard to take it seriously.
Terry Pluto, joining us on the hotline. I want to transition over to basketball, where the Ty Jerome situation, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. The guy was basically a 50-40-90, one of the most efficient guards in all of basketball last year. We know how the playoffs went, unfortunately, but that was the case for many of the Cavaliers. He says there wasn't really an offer from the Cavs, and obviously we know now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
They decided to go with Sam Merrill and Lonzo Ball instead. What do you make of this whole situation?
You almost figure this is like a trade. And what I mean is that they decided they would rather give up Ty Jerome and give up Okoro for Lonzo Ball and for Sam Merrill. That's really, if you start moving the pieces, and this isn't just that, that people need to understand, it's not that Dan Gilbert doesn't want to pay. It has to do with, you know, that whole second apron thing and their moves, because they're in it now, but I think they're starting to make moves already to hope to get out of it, because you could see, I mean, all you could do now is sign guys a veteran minimum. Chris Fedor has a story this morning. I was really happy to see they're going to bring back Larry Nance on a veteran minimum, because he'll help. But that's how they viewed it. Their feeling was that they can do better with hopefully even Alonzo Ball playing half the games and have him ready for the playoffs because of his ball handling and size. I was surprised that there was not more of a market, not just for the Cavs, but other teams for Ty Jerome. So maybe they're seeing something else that we're not seeing also.
Terry, can the can this core four get to the next level? It feels like they're gonna run it back again. But you know, I just am of the belief you can't teach people to be physically and mentally tough. You either are or you aren't, and this is three straight.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree. Yeah, and here's why. When I'll give you, it's a different sport, but it does have Kevin Durant. Early in his career, CC Sabathia was known for, as George Steinbrenner would say, spitting the bit in big games.
Yeah.
With Quinn, he was. And then he learned over time. He got physically, mentally tougher. At the end, he was one of the best clutch pitchers in baseball and up in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's the most extreme example. But I really think sometimes, because when you talk about physical toughness, everybody thinks you just want to put old Rick Mahorn or Tristan Thompson out there and take off the gloves and let's have a hockey fight. I mean, that's not what you're talking about. I mean, how much brawling really was there in the Pacers or Oklahoma City or any of them? But in terms of wearing you down mentally with their pressure defense and that, that's where it comes in. How do you handle that? And I think now some guys do learn and some don't. But to just simply say you either got it or you don't, it's simplistic. It depends on the individual. And basically it's almost a flip of the coin. Some of these guys will get it and some don't. Sometimes you bring in one guy and he is able to model that in a different way that coaches can't. So it's a really difficult, I mean, they spend all this time studying this stuff in all these sports and then you turn around and go, yeah, that guy's just got it. But he may not have had it early in his career. I mean, did anybody talk about Jose Ramirez being really tough when he was like, you know, in his middle 20s even? It came on later. And you know when he really became a leader was after Lindor left.
So given the fact that the East seems so wide open, were you of the mindset that, hey, just run it back. You're going to win a ton of games. You're going to be really good. Or were you like, hey, they got to pounce now. They've got to seriously think about making a run now because Donovan Mitchell's not getting any younger. And, of course, you know, there's this contract situation.
I was interested in trading Garland. I like the bigger backcourt thing. So I was in your corner there in terms of looking at the roster and trying to maybe, as you would say, get tougher or more physical with somebody else in the backcourt. Of course, the problem was twofold. One is, you know, Garland. They still haven't said what this toe injury is, by the way. It's 4 to 6 months. What is that? Yeah. I mean, I talked to a couple of people I know that in the medical field on that. They gave me options. But, you know, it's not like if we're like sort of normal toe surgery, you know, he's out a couple of months maybe. And so that kind of killed your trade thing and then the whole looming apron stuff. What you can get for him. So I wasn't just saying, oh, everything's going to be fine. I've liked the idea of a bigger backcourt for a while, but they're kind of stuck with it now.
Terry, the WNBA is coming back to Cleveland. We don't know if they're going to be the Rockers or if they're going to pick another name. Should they go back to Rockers? And just your thoughts on bringing professional women's basketball back to Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, they should. It was a great logo. It was an easy name. For people to identify with. I mean, why not? You can say, well, the franchise failed. Back then, three different WNBA teams folded in 2003, and they were very close, the league, to like almost disappearing, and it was able to get there. And the nice thing about it coming back to Cleveland is under the whole, Gilbert Rocket Mortgage deal is they know how to run these kind of franchises.
Yeah,
the Monsters set in AHL. They led it in attendance and a franchise attendance record. They did this whole thing with the Charge, with Public Hall. They set an attendance record. I call it, and it's not an insult. It's like these are like kind of boutique teams, you know, with a specialized audience, and they know how to do that. So they will run this thing as well as I think any of these teams in the WNBA are run. And there is a real audience for it. I think it's cool.
Terry, you had a really nice write-up about Joe Tate, and it surprised me a little bit. I gotta be honest, because that iteration of the WNBA was not for me. And they really had trouble not just drawing. Here actually was okay, but in other markets it was actually abysmal, papering the room. So it was interesting to hear that your really good friend and obviously a legend in Northeast Ohio and beyond, Joe Tate, that he really was fond of the league.
Yeah, he was. He liked it. I mean, remember, Joe was a purist. He would go out and, you know, do girls basketball at high schools and my union football, that kind of things that interest him. And he just identified with they're trying to make it work. He said in many ways reminded of the early days of the Cavs. And I think he believed that and he was correct on this, the longer version, the more the women played, the more kind of resources went into it, the level of the game would continue to grow and get better and better. I bet he would be shocked, because he passed away in 21, to see the whole Caitlin Clark and that phenom that's happened in the WNBA. But he would be thrilled because he thought it had a chance. I mean, he did it for the 7 years. 7 years. I mean, Joe Tate at that point really didn't, quote, need the money, unquote. He wasn't getting paid that much extra to do the Rockers, to fly commercial, which at that point, even then, is he was having physical problems. He just really liked the whole vibe of it. And as I wrote, he would be very happy right now.
All right, Terry, we're very happy to have had you on. Always appreciate it. Let's do it again, Terry.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. Right, there he is, Terry Pluto, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the most.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we had some drama yesterday in the sport of basketball, and I'm not just talking about NBA free agency. I'm talking about what's going on in the W right now. This clip that surfaced that got the city of Cleveland, and I'm saying Cleveland correctly, brewing yesterday on social media. This was in the Indiana Fever's Sophie Cunningham yesterday talking about the expansion and how she is not as keen on it.
I also think that you want to listen to your players too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play and draw fans? I do think that Miami would have been a great one. Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using. I'm not so sure what the thought process is there, but at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that you're not expanding our league too fast. I think that's also another thing, that you don't want teams to totally dominate and then have teams that aren't. And so I just think that it's kind of a hard situation, but man, I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati.
Now, you had to listen carefully at the end there. She said Detroit or Cincinnati. She didn't even get the name right. She's saying these cities aren't a great idea.
It is funny that outside of, the Midwest or whatever, we hear people, like Tony Romo was famous for botching, thinking Cincinnati was Cleveland, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, and like, there are people that have no idea that how big Ohio is, how many different areas there are.
You know who didn't botch Cleveland and Cincinnati?
Who's that?
Steve Weish.
Sam Weish.
Sam Weish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's what you just.
You know who botched the Weish? Daryl Ryder.
What is the rivalry called, Jim? Red. The cities. Ohio.
The Battle of Ohio.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah.
And Jim Nance would know because he married a Cleveland girl.
He stops in all the time.
Apparently. So, all right, do we need to have the pitchforks ready? Because she's become...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
In quick order, Sophie Cunningham, one of the most popular players in the league. Her social media went from like 200,000 followers to over a million literally overnight. In fact, my wife, if I may read a text from her a week ago.
This is the one time we'll allow it.
We will allow it. I have a girl crush on Sophie Cunningham.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Hopefully a threesome. What do you think? What do you think, Mitch?
3-on-3 basketball game is what he meant to say. No, look.
3v3.
No, I mean, it's weird how like fast she's turned in public going from like
the... Do people not like her?
Especially around here. I saw a lot of disparaging tweets about her yesterday defending their city.
Well, defending that Cincinnati? Because she didn't even mention
defending
Cleveland.
Defending here in Cleveland.
Hey, listen, united Cleveland and Detroit. That is a job well done.
One famous man both in Cleveland and Detroit, a man named Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the resident of downtown Detroit.
And now said, owner of
come
the
on,
new-
Sophie. Obviously, you haven't been to Detroit or Cleveland. You should support your Midwest sisters in this league and these two great cities that you're going to come to know and love very shortly because he bought a team and you have to go there. Ah.
Via the expansion draft? I mean, that'd be the most irony of all ironies, basically.
I'm not thrilled that... I don't know what's worse, though. The fact that she was trying to rip Cleveland and rip Cincinnati... Or that she said it to begin with, because this league expansion means more money, more revenue. It means more eyeballs.
It's the only way you get out of the contracts that are comparable to, you know, a starting salary at some company.
It just seems honestly like a staggeringly dumb thing to say for anybody, involved with that league.
She raises one good point about... the expansion too fast and the dilution of talent.
Sure.
That is, I think, a legit point to make. But just sitting there trying to dunk on Cleveland and Detroit is pretty
good. Yeah, I think there's a lot of girls that get drafted that don't even play in the league that can find their way onto one of these three teams and they'll be okay.
Speaking of the Indiana Fever last night, they win the Commissioner's Cup 74-59 over the Minnesota Lynx. Caitlin Clark did not play in the game as she is still nursing an injury, but she did have a shout-out post-game during their celebration. This is via Sydney Colson's Instagram story for one particular figure on the court last night.
Red Panda, we love you.
Red Panda!
Red Panda got hurt at halftime. We're watching. We love you.
Yeah, Red Panda took a fall on the floor last night and had to be wheelchaired off due to an injury. There's no update as of now, but it looks like she is in stable condition at the hospital.
No show in the country has given more deference to the best halftime act in the history of sports entertainment than this show. So we are going to wish...
one of the nation's preeminent Red Panda talk shows.
Are we not? When we talked about her stolen unicycle?
Tried to get one back in her hands. And we even were not that critical of the Golden State Warriors when they helped her obtain a new one. Because it was Red Panda.
That's right.
Because if it had been anyone else, spit on the proverbial faces of those involved. But well,
the fact that she is...
It's Red Panda.
I mean, we talk about LeBron at 40. She's 54 years old.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that she's still performing and she's had this incredible second act, Daryl. The Red Panda, you've seen her.
My favorite halftime show, the Travels of the NBA. I have like 8 of her shows on my phone because I film them. She's fantastic.
So what's the injury, Mitch? Do we know?
I don't think it was confirmed specifically, but she did have to be wheelchaired off, like helped off the floor. Grabbing her wrist, I think.
I mean, another basketball injury.
You had to take a wheelchair off the floor for a wrist injury?
Don't make any Paul Pierce jokes here.
I was expecting she'd come back out.
First of all, you want to talk about a brand of her own. What is the Red Panda brand worth? How many hundreds of millions of dollars? How many? I mean, we talk about the WNBA and its explosion. Well, there's like 400 players. This is one person. One person.
Just wait till you see a green panda out there and a blue panda.
Well, she never franchised it out. I did wonder if that was going to happen at one point. So, I don't know. Maybe Owen...
Very spasmatic thing to do.
Well, I can't blame her. Maybe Owen, it's an icon who had a little too much on her plate. Go ahead, Mitch.
Staying on the basketball side of the NBA yesterday with all the talk we had about Ty Jerome.
Don't look like that.
We had one addition to the Cavaliers yesterday, a familiar face returning, the pride of Akron himself, Larry Nance Jr. on a reported one-year contract. I mean, what does this bring to it? Obviously, he was a guy that was one of the top veterans for the Cavs for a number of those years post-LeBron. This guy can bring some stability to the Cavaliers bench, I think.
He shot it incredibly well last year.
His three-point shots come along.
That
was a deficiency in his game was the three-point shot. And last year, he shot the three ball pretty well.
His first 2 years in Cleveland, he barely shot it. I mean, he just refused to. He didn't have that kind of range.
He was the dunker.
So many of these guys can reinvent themselves. Last year, for Atlanta, now it was only 24 games, but he took three a game and shot it 45% from three. That's awesome. And that's why he's still in the league.
Yeah.
These guys have to diversify a little bit. And the fact that he can still do that, that's why they're taking a flyer on him. The question is, can he stay healthy? He's had trouble with that.
It adds a little depth to the bigs, which is something that they needed this offseason. And also depth that you can play. And I'm not throwing any shade at Tristan, but like the only time Tristan really saw the floor last season was during garbage time. I mean, he didn't play meaningful minutes. And I think with... Junior coming back, he can play some meaningful minutes for this team if he's healthy.
Yeah, he spent more time hawking crypto online than he did actually playing in games.
Still hawking crypto, by the way.
And finally,
it also saves on a number. You know, Ken's always worried about retiring numbers and where we're going to get them.
Yes.
You get to pull that number back out of the rafter.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
You know what? The New York Yankees, as Mitch knows all too well, his beloved Yankees have retired just about every number. I don't even think they have any single-digit numbers left.
They don't.
Available.
Maybe zero. Zero might be available.
And yet, you know what? They have no problems fielding a baseball club, so I'm not worried about no retired numbers.
Maybe we can get Nate Thurman's grandson to come play basketball here to get his jersey out of the rafters. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, finally, I was going to get to that shocking story. Miles Turner yesterday signing for 4 years, $107 million with Milwaukee. I mean, if you're Indiana right now, how incensed do you have to be? You're one game away from a championship. This has been your guy for 10 years. This was pre-finals run, a guy that you've been sticking with. And now he's going to your division rival.
Yeah, trade rumors for years. How incredible is it that you have the Pacers, two straight Eastern Conference finals, one injury. You want to talk about one of the more consequential injuries in recent NBA history. That injury to Halliburton changed everything.
Yeah.
Totally changed everything. I mean, you wonder, would the Magic have made the move that they made this offseason? Would the Atlanta Hawks? I mean, we never mentioned the Atlanta Hawks.
They've had a really great offseason.
A sensation. You want to talk? They were already way more athletic than us last year. Remember, we played them back-to-back. Lost. Did we lose both those games?
We did, yeah.
And they were flying out of the gym. They are way better. They're way better today than they were at that point last year.
Danny Cunningham came on here and said they were the 8 seed now. So.
You guys always talk about flipping the switch. How about the roller coaster ride for Giannis yesterday? They waived Damian Lillard.
Yep.
Then the report comes out. Giannis is really angry about that. Mm-hmm. And then 30 seconds later, boom, problem solved.
Yeah. Should I be careful about Milwaukee just because they have Giannis? And I know that in a playoff series, Giannis would be the best player in that series. And they are really long.
You don't have to be careful about anything. Everyone will tell you Cavs are the best team in the East. Who cares what everyone else is doing?
The East might be wide open, but the depth of the competition right now has grown exponentially in the last, 3-4 days.
And that's it for about last night.
All right, Mitch. Well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.